Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's another edition of Morning Drive. Bob Heck here with you. Thanks for tuning in. And we got a great show lined up for you today. Joe DeCicco's here. We're going to talk about the Striking Out Cancer baseball event and the other event coming up here on Sunday at the Sideline Saloon. But first, let's take a look at the weather forecast. Berkshire
weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the lower 50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with showers likely after midnight. Lows in the mid 50s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Right now we are at 52 degrees here at our Federico Drive studios. And another thing coming up before we get to the Striking Out Cancer event, the Pittsfield 4th of July parade is coming up. And it's celebrating the generations this year, and PCTV is bringing you live coverage. Join us on July 4th beginning at 9:30 in the morning for live parade coverage from South Street in Pittsfield on PCTV Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, PCTV Select 1, and on the Pittsfield Community Television Facebook page. Plus, it'll be in like 1,000 other places as well. So I'll just give you those three. Live coverage of the 4th of July Parade supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union, Berkshire Community College, Access Plus, KJ Nosh Catering, Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires, Hudpucker's Pub and Grill, and Beacon Bank. Thanks for all of them for supporting the coverage of the Pittsfield 4th of July Parade. Joe DeCicco. Joe, man, what's going on?
Oh, crazy, but a lot of fun, if that makes sense.
So, Striking Out Cancer in the Berkshires, how many years have you been doing this?
This will be our sixth year.
Okay, and I assume it's grown year over year?
Oh, yes, it's... Last year was fantastic. The year before was good. The first 2 years were iffy, but we stayed with it, and hopefully we're on the right road.
Yeah, it takes a couple of years to get things rolling and get the word out, but boy, are we rolling now. How much money did you raise last year?
Last year we raised $14,000.
Okay, and what are you looking for this year?
I don't have a goal. I just, let's reach for the stars. You know, whatever we get, no matter what, it's still good.
All right, so coming up this Sunday at the Sideline Saloon in Pittsfield, a huge event there. Tell us all about what's happening.
We have the World Series trophy coming in from Boston, along with Wally and Smiley from Worcester Red Sox. They emailed me, asked, you want Wally? I'm not going to say no.
Hell yeah, I do.
So hopefully this is for the kids to come. It's just a little give back from Striking Out Cancer in the Berkshires to all the people. And they're coming 2 to 4 at the Sideline. Everybody, come on down. Kids, it's Father's Day. Bring your father down.
Oh, okay.
You know, so...
I keep forgetting it's Father's Day on Sunday. You know, it's obviously not as up there as Mother's Day. You know, it's always kind of funny that,
true.
You know, Mother's Day, you're going to bring your mother out to brunch and all that fun stuff. Like, you're going to mark it on the calendar. You're going to bring gifts. Father's Day, what do you do? For Father's Day, I figured you could grill up some burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, so I get to cook my own food on Father's Day.
Right.
I just want to be left alone and watch the U.S. Open at the Sideline Saloon. Are there raffles involved?
Yes. We have, it was just got where I couldn't believe the people calling me want to give raffles. We have 4 tickets to the Woo Sox game in Worcester, 4 tickets to the Valley Cats, Rick Murphy, Valley Cats in Troy, 4 tickets to Hartford Yard Goats. If people don't know who they are, they're a double-A team of the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and beautiful stadium.
Are they, do you know if they're relatively new?
No, they've been around.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a beautiful stadium and just outside of Hartford. So we got 4 to 8. Emailed me. I don't know how they get all the information, but...
And now everyone seems to be able to track you down, Joe.
Yeah. So I said, sure, why not? And then Hartford... Not Hartford, I'm sorry. Springfield Thunderbirds gave us 4 tickets and a bag of goodies, basically, with, you know, hats and a couple other things. We got that, and then we got this beautiful homemade Red Sox quilt. It's beautiful. You know, I got it on the Facebook page, a picture of it. We'll have it out for display Sunday. And all that goes right up till Saturday night when we have our pizza party down at the sideline after our big event.
Oh, so the raffles, everything will be on display on Sunday, but you're not going to draw the raffle until after the event at the sideline.
And we have two bats. We have a Mother's Day bat.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Yeah. Signed by Willer Abreu. And the Father's Day blue bat is signed by Carlos Navarro's, the catcher for the Red Sox. So
lots of great stuff happening. And again, that's at the Sideline Saloon this Sunday from 2 to 4, Father's Day. Head on down there and check it out. They'll have stuff on the TVs. I don't know if the Red Sox are playing during that time or not that we're missing anything at this point with that team. But so that's coming up on Sunday. And then the main event, Saturday at Clapp Park. Talk about that.
All right. Well, we start off at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
50 and over. Now sometimes we have involved younger kids come and play with us. And now I'm hearing that post-68 Legion team is going to come and, you know, play a little for us. Because actually, post-68 was supposed to end our day with a Legion baseball game.
Yes.
But the team they were supposed to play is not in the league anymore. They had a draw out. So they don't have a team. So.
Okay.
So they're just going to come down and play with us. And then we have women's softball, which has gotten big.
Is this the second year you're doing the softball?
No, this is third. Might be our fourth year.
Oh, okay.
But it's grown. Last year we had over 40, 45 women play. And hopefully we get the same crowd. They had a blast. It was a lot of fun. We will have Crispy Cone there. Anybody hungry for ice cream? He'll be down there selling ice cream, and hopefully we're going to have Unico.
Excellent.
With hamburgers and hot dogs. So then we have our, 4:30, we'll go down to the sideline for a pizza party, have our raffles, then we're going to auction off the bats. It's going to be
So the bats are an auction.
Auction, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I just think that they're worth the heck of a lot.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's our game plan right now.
And so is there a certain skill level you need to be at to participate in this?
No. I still play.
Okay.
You know, so no, anybody can play. We had a couple guys in their 70s play. It's just for fun. Just come down. I mean, we got gloves. You don't have a glove, we'll have them for you. You know, things like that. You don't need a bat, we got bats. It's just come down and have fun.
And do some of the high school kids come out and participate as well?
Yeah. Some kids that just finished college, I know for a fact, are coming. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. You gather, you meet new friends, put it that way. You know, just a community event it's turned into, which is hopefully gets bigger.
Excellent. And, you know, everybody else does golf tournaments and stuff like that. What made you decide to do something like this instead?
Exactly what you just said. You know, my 20th year of my wife's death, I said, I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has golf tournaments, right? What else is there? I said, you know, I love the game of baseball. Always have, played it. Let's try baseball. So we tried it, and then after a year and a half, my good friends at the side, Tim Carroll and Colleen Doyle, go, you got to start getting some advertisement out. You got to get publicity. I said, I don't know. That's me, you know, just trying to do it on my own. So we went to, you know, radio stations, and I've been with you now. I think it's the third time we had an interview, you know. So, you know, the things are working. I'm amazed how well it's gone. You know, I'm finding out it's the only event of its kind in the Northeast.
And how did you come up with the idea then? You know, golf tournament, everybody else has the golf tournaments, and there's a blueprint for that. And everybody knows, you know, how it goes down. You get the sponsors, you have the holes where you pay to do weird stuff. And
I just decided, let's try baseball. Just, you know, give it a shot. A lot of people come, we'll just play all day. Basically, that's why it's called all day baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then the softball we got involved in. But there's a doctor, I don't remember his name now, which I was in contact with a couple years back, Actually, he's still thinking of coming down. He's from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wow.
He does the same thing. He lost his wife to cancer, but he does all day, all night. He goes right through the night to the next day.
Okay. Well, you can't do that at Platt Park.
No. I don't know if we could do that here. We're not that big. But he was telling me, you know, you're the first person USA that ever contacted me about this. So he thinks I'm the only one in the country doing it.
Wow.
You know, so that would be, you know, I just want people to know cancer is bad.
Right.
You know, and everybody knows that probably, but the bottom line is, can it be beat? The only way to find out is keep fighting it.
And where does all the money go?
Money goes to the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, and we also keep some in case some person needs something, needs, you know, to get to Dana-Farber, but don't have the cash to get there. We'll try to help out as much as we can, you know, just like Berkshire County Jimmy Fund does.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to keep more here, but at the same time, Dana-Farber does the research, you know, and
right.
That's what makes it happen. So,
and it's, you know, interesting, if you haven't gone through cancer as either, you know, the people who get forgotten somewhat are the caretakers, you know, the the spouses and things like that. I mean, it just, like, really changes your life in a multitude of ways. And you don't think, like, oh, how do I get a ride to the out to Boston to get treatment? How do I, you know, provide for my family, you know, because I'm going to take time off from work to help with these appointments and things like that. And that's the side nobody ever really thinks of.
Correct. Very true. And that's what it's all about. Because everybody's affected by cancer one way or another. Family member may have cancer, but guess what? You're part of that family. You're involved big time with it. So that's basically what it's all about. Just fight it. I mean, I can't say it enough. I always say this. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
We're talking with Joe DeCicco. He's got the Striking Out Cancer event at Clapp Park coming up on the 27th. And then there's an event Sunday at the Sideline Saloon. You can see Wally, the Green Monster, Lucky from the Worcester Red Sox.
Smiley.
Oh, okay. It said Lucky in the paper.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Smiley.
It is Smiley. Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell's Lucky? I didn't know it was called Lucky's the Celtics mascot.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they gave you Lucky, but I wrote it down. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Smiley because it's a smiley
It's Smiley.
But I questioned myself at 7:15 this morning when I was going through everything. Where can people find information on this?
They can email me, Jay, my last name, DeCicco, DICICCO 7 at AOL, or call me, text me, 518-390-2512. And go on my Facebook page. I got all the information right there, too.
Yeah, because I've seen the bats on there and a variety of other things. So just, is there a Facebook page for the event?
Believe it, I had one a couple of years back. I mean, it's still there, but I don't put anything on it. I was getting scams, you know.
Oh, that's the way it always goes.
I'm just going to stay with me.
So fine. Go ahead.
So that's what I've been doing, just keeping on my page. You know, I got the Cigna for me instead of my ugly face, you know, striking out cancer in the Berkshire. So I go with that. But it's just, if I could find other ways, I would. But right now, I think that's working. So that's what we go with.
We're here with Joe DeCicco. We're talking about these events coming up. We had a big scare a month and a half ago when the Red Sox management team got blown out. And I'm like, Wally shouldn't answer his phone. And you sort of talked me down the ledge because you're like, no, I talked to him today. He's confirmed for...
Yes.
You're a Red Sox fan, right?
Yes, I am.
What do you think is... what do you think of this season so far?
But you're talking about putting me on the spot. You know, I got to give Boston some credit because Wally is coming.
Of course. No,
I
mean...
I just think they need a hitter. They need someone who can put the ball out of the park. The pitching's there. I love the young pitchers. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Early and Tolley, I love them too. They just not putting it together, basically. You know, they can't put hits together. When you only score one run, you're not going to win many games, and that's what's happening.
Right. And that's, like, the worst part of the whole thing because, like, I want it's not so much that the team is performing badly in the standings. It's, for me, they're just a bore to watch. They're just so boring. And it's like you go down 3-1, you're like, the game's over.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It is. It's sad to watch, put it that way, because you know that's not Boston baseball.
Right.
You know, at least when I grew up and to now, that they're just not that competitive for some reason, whatever that is. But still early. It's only June.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
It is only June.
People laugh at me, but you never know.
It's this interesting dichotomy with the Red Sox since the Fenway Sports Group, you know, bought the team back in the early 2000s, you know, and back in 2003, early 2004, like, I would chop my left leg off to win a World Series. And then we won the World Series in 2004. And then, you know, three more since then.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, sell the team, you suck. And I'm like, these guys, John Henry would have won mayor of Boston in a landslide in November of 2004.
Yeah.
But you get the six last place finishes. Are you on the sell the team bandwagon? Or
what's that? The who?
The sell the team.
You know, either he's got to reach in his pocket or do something. I mean, I get a kick out of listening to him. You know, you got a full stadium yelling, sell the team, sell the team. He's up in that box of office of his laughing, saying, well, you guys are here telling me to sell the team. Look at the money I just drawn. You know?
I know.
You know,
why would I sell the team? You all came out here to yell at me to sell the team. Yeah. It's so just hilarious.
It's crazy. He just hopefully he realizes what he needs to do. I mean, sooner or later, he's going to lose money, right? I mean, because he's not getting anything by his last place finishes.
Yeah, it's a weird spot for them to be. Have you been watching any of the World Cup?
No, not really. I'm not really into soccer at all. I just, you know, I watched a little yesterday. I have to admit that. But other than that, I really don't understand it.
Yeah, no, it takes a little bit to kind of watch. But I'm sure the World Cup will be on. If there's game Sunday at the Sideline Saloon on one of the TVs anyways, because they've got several. Yep. So you don't have to worry about missing anything. You can watch the golf tournament, the U.S. Open. You can watch if the Red Sox are playing, they'll have some baseball game on.
He's got some baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, Wally's excited. So kids, come on down. I just got an email for him. We will be here. I'm like, okay, they need to, you know, he needs a dress here. So they're on the sidelines, a little nervous. Well, where are we going to put him? I said, well, he's not that big.
Right, he's not.
We can fit him in somewhere to get changed. And then Smiley, they just emailed me. He's coming, and I was shocked when I, actually it was Wally. And it's funny because that's the email, Wally. You know, I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Wally.
Wally at RedSox.com, I assume.
So, you know, it's funny. I finally get to know his name, hopefully Sunday.
And they reached out to you.
Yeah.
All these people reached out to you.
In February, I asked, you know, is it possible to have the World Series trophy? And they said, what's the date? Because the World Series won't, if they have a home game,
right,
can't leave the stadium. So they don't have a home game, just like last year they came the week before. You said, why don't we kick it off your week? We'll have it that Sunday again. And I said, sure. And the next day I get an email, would you like Wally? Yeah, I like Wally. So, you know, it's just, I think it's great. I'm more excited, I think, than any other kid right now. I haven't met Wally.
And you added an event this year as well as part of the, you had a concert, benefit concert earlier this year. Talk about that and how successful. We had you on beforehand. Was it successful?
Yes. Oh, it was real successful. Real good crowd. We made $2,000.
That's not bad.
You know, which isn't bad. Once again, I only charged $10. And they played great. They played only supposed to play till 10. I think they played till like 11. They're a fun band once again, and we already got it booked for February next year.
Nice. And so we'll definitely talk about that as we get closer as well. All right, we're going to take a short time out. It's Morning Drive. We're here with Joe DeCicco here on 89.7 WTBR.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Pittsfield Community Television has relaunched our website at pittsfieldtv.org with a new design to make it easier to find our live streams with PCTV Select, where you can watch live sports, city meetings, and more. Now it's simple to find our past shows on demand and future TV schedules. You can also quickly find information on how to be a member, our upcoming training sessions, and how to donate to PCTV. Check it out at pittsfieldtv.org.
For over four decades, Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical and community interpreter training, continuing education for healthcare professionals, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit our website, berkshireahec.org, or call us at 413-842-5160. Look for us on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back here on Morning Drive here on a Wednesday morning. We're here with Joe DeCicco, and we'll have more in just a little bit. But first, the weather forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the lower 50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with showers likely after midnight. Lows in the mid 50s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
52 degrees at our Pittsfield studios here on Federico Drive. Bob Heck here on Morning Drive here on a Wednesday. And we're here with Joe DeCicco. And we talked about, you know, it's challenging when I know all the things about the event to talk to somebody and but we got to convey to other people who don't know much about the event what's going on. So I know there's you're there to raise money, and how much does it cost to participate in the baseball thing on the 27th?
We charge $10. You can play as long as you want, short as you want, and you get a t-shirt. Actually, these are new t-shirts. I don't know if people can see them, but they get a t-shirt with it, and you know, we have other things there. And like I said before, if you don't have a glove, don't worry about it. You don't have to be a star. You don't just come down, play inning. You don't have to run hard. You don't have to throw hard. It's a lot of fun.
So you're not going to get benched if...
Right.
I mean, if I run too hard, I'm going to bench myself. I mean... I'm good. Courtesy runner.
And I just lost half my leg and muscles.
How about the event on Sunday? Is there a cost for that?
No, that's free of charge. Once again, it's like a give back from Striking Out Cancer to the people that, you know, have helped out, and just a cause and let people know what it's all about. And, you know, like Wally's coming, no cost. We're not getting charged anything, so why am I charging? But that's all free. And I wanted to say something else, but I forgot right this second.
But you'll be more than happy to take money on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Why, you know, we'll have donations out. You want to put a buck or two in, 50 cents in, I don't care.
So, I mean, if you aren't going to be available on the 27th to participate in the game, you could always pay the $10 there, just to pay the $10 and...
Sure. Yes. Like I say, we'll take anything, you know?
So talk about, again, the event on Sunday. Where's it going to be, and what are the hours?
It's going to be at the Skyline Saloon on Fenn Street, and it's going to be from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We'll have Smiley. Hopefully Smiley might be walking up and down Fenn Street for all we know. But Wally will be with the trophy most of the time, and he's willing and waiting for kids to come in and have their picture taken. It's free of charge to get your picture taken with them. I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope some kids are, too, because I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know my daughter's a huge Wally fan, and we've gotten into knockdown, drag-out arguments because, like I say, no, the Philly Fanatic is better than Wally. She's like, no, you suck. Philly Fanatic's terrible. I'm like, he got in a fight with Tommy Lasorda. I mean, you're not going to top that.
That's true.
So I'm sure when we come down Sunday, she's going to tell Wally that she's going to tell Wally all about it, and I'm going to get in trouble. So
now Wally, you behave.
And then, so how many years has this been going on?
This will be our sixth year, you know, and like I've mentioned before, it just keeps getting bigger. So hopefully the word's out there. I just can't emphasize enough. Just come down. If you just want to sit and watch. We had many fans just sit and watch. Older women, older men. They just come down and watch a couple of things. It's just honestly just a fun time for a great cause.
Yeah, and you get to see some baseball. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Funny baseball, too.
Funny baseball, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's true. I mean, anything can happen. Speaking of anything that can happen, what happens if it rains?
If it rains, we'll figure a rain date, because right now it's just hard because July 4th is the following week. But I had one rain out, so knock on wood, it never does. And I called the city. We had no issue getting another date, which was the following weekend. So everything works out. You know, I just have to deal... Talk to Post 68 because they have the field also right. So. Mm-hmm. But we're not hoping for rain. Let's put it down.
Well, of course
not. We don't want rain. But you're right. If we will definitely, you know, have a rain date. And I will advertise that big time if I have to. But I know it won't be the 4th, that's for sure. So stay away from that.
So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it is what you're saying.
Right.
You're listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with Joe DeCicco, and we are talking about Striking Out Cancer. And again, where can people find information on all these events coming up?
Once again, you can email me at jdeCicco7@AOL.com. Text, call me, 518-390-2512. Or go on my Facebook page. I had the poster up, all of the flyer up almost every day now. And it's right in there. Any information, you can actually comment on it or just instant message me on Facebook.
And for those people who don't know, why are you doing this?
I'm doing it. I lost my wife, who never used to get sick. Never got sick. We were married. Oh, boy. I don't want to lie. 20 years. Yeah. And April of 98, she had a cough.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was pneumonia. They put her on an antibiotic. It wasn't working. Did another x-ray. Oh, there's a small spot in your lung. Found out it was cancer. And back then, God bless him, Paul Dowd. I was good friends with him. He called Dana Farber. He called Dana Farber on a Thursday. We went for an appointment the following Monday. That's how quick he can get people in. I mean, Berkshire County Jimmy Fund, I have nothing bad at all to say about them. They're awesome.
Yes.
And we went, and then found out how bad it was, and she fought it for 2 years. And she, like I say, she never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had three kids. She was there for them all. And in June, she died in June 21st, she died, of 2000. And then, you know, 20 years later, you know, I'm thinking, well, 20 years, let's do something. And I, like I said, I played baseball all my life. I said, let's try it. So, and that's where it began. But the funny part and why I wanted Jimmy Fund involved was October in 99, we're down there she's getting a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close to Halloween. Here comes all the Jimmy Fund kids. Got baskets, Halloween. I said, oh, man, I don't have anything. And here's Joe DeCicco, big tough guy, supposedly. Tears start coming down. And I'm looking around. Every kid just got a big smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurses come, give you some candy to throw in their bucket. And they were happy or anything. They give you a little hug. And they go on their way. So that's what caught my eye, and I still think of that to this day. That's exactly that. A big line just walking around Dana Farber.
Yeah, and that's like got to be devastating to see children fighting this, and the folks at Dana Farber, as part of the Jimmy Fund, you know, they try and make their lives as normal as possible.
Correct. Yes, they do. Actually, you know, I know one personally. And he'll throw out the first ball. He did it 2 years ago, and he wants to come back, and he's coming back again. This will be a third year throwing out Carter. And we also have Lori Mullet, who's just is fighting cancer, coming down to throw out the first pitch, too. So we have two throwing out the first pitch, one for softball, obviously, and the other Carter for baseball. And Carter he'll play all day. He's doing real well.
That's awesome.
You know, God bless him, and what a great kid, though. He's 11 years old. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, Carter, you listen, sorry. But he's a great kid. He'll be down there, and, you know, it's just why we do it.
And holding the event in June, is that significant? Because you had mentioned
yes.
Your wife's passing in June.
Right. Yes. That's, you know, I had the goal of June, and never had it on her day of her death, but we came close. But at the same time, you know. But actually, the 21st is Sunday. So we're going to have something that day.
Folks, get down to the Sideline Saloon. I'm definitely going to be there. I'm sure my kid will be there to see Wally for the 4,000th time. it's, again, coming up the Sideline Saloon, the event, 2 to 4. Wally's going to be there. Smiley, I know the Eagles said Lucky. I don't know. It's going to be Smiley from the Worcester Red Sox. And some great raffles that will be on display.
Yeah.
I mean, go through all the raffles again for people who are just tuning in.
Sure. We have 4 tickets to the Woo Sox, Worcester Red Sox.
And, I mean, that's a great ticket right now because, you know, Bayo's down there. They've got like $200 million payroll. Romy Gonzalez is rolling through, doing some rehab stuff.
Well, you just don't know.
Roman Anthony's going to have to spend some time down there at some point if he ever gets over these
minor injury. But, we have that. And that's all you got to do. You get the certificate. You call, talk to them what day you want to go. It's not a set date, so it's any day between July and August you can go. Then we have the Hartford Yard Goats, which many people say, what's that? And it's, like I mentioned before, it's Colorado Rockies Double-A team. And what I hear, I had never been at the stadium, but I have a couple of friends that have. They said it's a beautiful stadium. It's right outside of Hartford. From here, I think it's only maybe an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's right off the highway. And then we have the Valley Cats in Troy, New York, which is, Rick Murphy gave me four premium box seat tickets. And that's another beautiful stadium if you've never been there. It's a real nice stadium. And then Springfield Thunderbirds. We're getting into hockey. We got hockey coming.
Yeah, and the Springfield Thunderbirds. I've gone to a bunch of games. I've had their play-by-play guy on the air talking about. Yeah. Just a monster playoff run they went on this year.
Yes,
looking to build on. Yeah. And it's so much fun. Like I went one night. You want to do something tonight? Oh, let's go to the Thunderbirds game. And I've been pretty much hooked ever since.
Yeah. And then the big one, which, back in February, she said, I want to make you a quilt. I said, you realize that's a lot of work. And she made it. I got it now at the house, and it is beautiful. It's a Red Sox quilt, but the bottom line is it's real, real nice looking.
Excellent.
And, of course, the two bats, a Father's Day bat and a Mother's Day bat, which will be auctioned off.
Oh, so they're going to be auctioned off?
Yeah. We're going to, the starting bid has to be $50.
$50 to get things started.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through my phone. People might be wondering why. I'm going to Chicago in July. My daughter and I are trying to see all 30 baseball stadiums.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So we're going out to Chicago. We're going to do Wrigley. We're going to do Milwaukee. And we're going to do Wright Field. I also have a 10-game package with the Red Sox. One of those games are going to conflict with my trip to Chicago. So I'm going to give you two tickets to the Tuesday, July 21st game. At Fenway Park. It's not front row, but it's right next to the opposing bullpen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You can chat with the opposing bullpen players.
Yeah.
If you have a few beverages in you, you can heckle them a little bit. I'll show you some of the pictures once we get off air. I was there for the Cam Schlittler game. When they played the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
So like we're like 3 feet from the dude and everybody's like yelling at him and stuff like that. It was a wild time. So I got two tickets I can't use. They're yours to give away.
There you go. People, there we see.
So there you go. It just came to you, just like everybody else does. So it's absolutely perfect. So that's something else you're going to be able to have on display.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And then the game coming up on June 27th at Clapp Park. What time does everything start?
It starts at 9:30. We'll start at 9:30 with 50 and over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play, and then they play as long as you want. If we got younger kids involved, obviously we'll go longer. If it's us, 50 and over, and I know I'm only going to play 2-3 innings at most. So.
Yeah.
But I have a good old teammate of mine at St. Joe who's a catcher, and he comes every year. He'll catch for 3 innings at 66 years old.
Oh, God.
I'll do it. I'm exercising my knees right now. He says he's going to do it. And it's just, like I said once again, I can't say it enough. It's just a lot of fun for a great cause.
And that is coming up on the 27th. And then after the older folks and the younger kids play.
Women's softball takeover, which last year, once again, was great. It was fantastic. What a turnout. And I can tell you, they all had smiles on their face. They had a great time. I wanted to cut them in groups, because there was over 40. No, we're all right. We'll have 20 out in the field, 20 hits. Okay, do what you want to do. It's up to you guys. And they had a blast. So we're hoping that, and then we'll go down the sideline for every year we have a pizza party down there. And basically, I'll say this, the sideline's my office. I'm in and out of town, and people drop money off there, the checks, and our sponsors on the back of the shirts, they've all helped out with the donation part, and that's how we got these T-shirts. That's how we get what we got.
Who are the sponsors? We should probably give them a shout-out.
I have, 32 if I sit here and try to name them all, I don't want to, you know, miss somebody. But the biggest sponsor this year was Cordy Construction, who is, many people probably don't know him. He played at Monument Mountain back years ago, and he has a construction business in Somerville? Yeah, Somerville, Massachusetts.
Way up in Eastern Mass? Boston. Yeah, Somerville. That's where I was born.
So he comes, he told me he's going to try to make it this year. He didn't. He made it 2 years ago, but I lost convenient urgent care. They were our big sponsor, and they just couldn't do it this year. So he stepped up because he's always giving money, and he was our major donor. He gave over $1,500 for the T-shirts to help with the T-shirt cost.
Wow, that's great.
I get, you know, mention him. The sideline, I got to mention just because they've been involved since day one. Tim and I have been friends for over 55 years, you know. So him and his wife, Colleen, they do a great job for me. Who else would there? The Berkshire County Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're always there for us.
Joe McGovern's always there for the community, and everybody over there is terrific.
You know, Berkshire Mazda is a big Rock Solutions. I have so many. And then we got maybe six or seven that we end up putting on the backs if people wanted in memory of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $100, you can have that. But the T-shirts are either from $150 to whatever you want to give. So that's how we do the T-shirts, and all the names are on the back. People can, you know, we advertise there. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Doc's Deli. I just don't want to, you know, Berkshire Dog. Boy, I better say that. It's my daughter's.
That's the one that I'll get you in trouble.
I'll get yelled at that one. But there's just so many. I don't want to forget anybody.
And it's great how the community always comes out and supports these things, and particularly anything baseball related, because we are the birthplace of baseball.
Yes,
I don't care what they say in Cooperstown.
No, very true, very true. And, you know, I try to get that out to people. I would love to make it all of Massachusetts come to the county.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 years ago, I had three or four people from Worcester and the Boston area come down. And they were going to, you know, try to make it, you know, come again this year. If they come, so I don't know because I don't have a sign up. I try to sign up 1 year and I'm like, nah, this ain't working. You know, I only had like 12 people sign up, and then the following 2 weeks later, I got a crowd there. So, you know, just come. That's the way I do it. And, you know, if you don't come, you don't come. Like I said, it's been nothing but success lately.
And what does it cost to play in the game?
$10 and you get a nice T-shirt, and they are nice.
Is that the T-shirt you're wearing now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it looks terrific.
Got picked up the other day. I used to have, it's funny, some of these, you know, people that have been involved for the 5 years that come down, we started off with a red T-shirt, you know, and just we changed that, and we went to the ball and had Believe in the middle of it. That's it. Then I'm saying, you know, I want the backwards K in it. So I went with that for 2 years. Now people are saying, you got to go back with Believe. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I like the K. So I said, well, let's put the Believe on top. And that's what we're doing. Because it is true. You got to believe.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's just, you know, the people that have been involved, they always call me. They will always not bug me, but do this, do that. And I'll listen. I'm not that, you know, I just want to make it happen.
Joe DeCicco, we're talking about striking out cancer. The first big event coming up this Sunday at the Sideline Saloon. Wally from the Boston Red Sox will be there. Smiley from the Worcester Red Sox will be there as well. The World Series trophy. Sideline Saloon, I mean, it's Father's Day. You know, get on out there and bring your kid or have your kid bring you to check out all of these cool things happening at the Sideline Saloon.
True, yes. I mean, I can't see why you wouldn't want to come. I really can't. I mean, it's free of charge. We're not looking for money. We're just trying to give back something. You want to donate? Donate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the raffle prizes out to show you what we're, you know, raffling off for the following Saturday. And I, in my opinion, there's some great prizes. They're really, you know, which I was shocked with because never had this. We used to always get an autographed baseball from the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I would raffle off. You know, and I didn't raffle. It was like an auction. You know, that night I was standing out trying to pretend I'm an auctioneer. But this year we have the relief pitcher autograph. Oh, my God. He pitched last night. Was it? What? I can't say.
Whitlock?
No. I wish.
Weissert. Okay.
I have his. That's what we got this year. Last year we had Duran. But the funny part, our first ball we ever had, I might still have it at home. I couldn't tell it. Was Barnes.
Oh, Matt Barnes? Yes.
You know, when he was horrible. Everybody just throw it in the lake. But no, it's, you know,
I hate to tell you, I might have to do that with the Weissert ball, too. I kept it quiet. I kept it quiet on air, on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, I've had very choice words about the gentleman. And I keep it on Facebook because if I yell it at him in the bullpen, he might beat me up, and I don't want that. So that event is coming up this Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Sideline Saloon. And then the big game coming up on June 27th at Clapp Park and starts at 9:30. It's a great time. You can come down and play as many innings as you want. You can come down and watch people who haven't played baseball in a while try and play baseball for as many innings as they want, which is another form of entertainment. So you can check that out as well.
True.
$10 to play, and you get a T-shirt, and you get to play as many innings as you want, and it all goes to a great cause. Joe, am I missing anything?
No, you hit it right there. Come on down, people.
All right. Joe DeCicco, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Morning Drive. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Great you invited me, and it's always a pleasure talking to you.
I will see you on Sunday, and tomorrow morning on Morning Drive, Sean Sayre's back. He's going to have Sarah Mule on the program, and that is coming up tomorrow at 7:30. Lots of great stuff here on WTBR all day, so keep it tuned here, and we'll talk to you next time here on Morning Drive here on WTBR.